After I graduated from high school, I went up to attend college in Wilmer, Minnesota. I went to Ridgewater College. And after I got up there and started college, it wasn't long until I also got a job up there in Wilmer. I was working at the Genio processing plant, cleaning the machines after my hours at school. It was at Genio where I met this guy named Bobby. Bobby, he was from Rapid City, South Dakota, and he was also in Wilmer to go to Ridgewater College. I mean, we'd not seen each other before on campus. We were in different programs. He was law enforcement, I was electronics technology, so we'd not seen each other before, but here at Genio, we both started the same day, and we really connected. We connected with each other, and we started hanging out together and started becoming friends. Now, it just so happened that Bobby's girlfriend, Rhonda, also from Rapid City, was also going to Ridgewater College, so she was there, as was my girlfriend, was also there at Ridgewater at the same time, which is now my wife. And so the four of us, we started hanging out together, and we started to develop this great friendship. We started doing all these things together, we'd hang out together, and here's the thing, all of us, we were well aware of how little money we had, so we didn't go out and, go out or nothing, but we did whatever we could that was cheap, right? So we'd, play games together, or we'd just go for picnics, or whatever it was that was cheap. And we had this great relationship that built over the course of the time that we were at college, and ultimately, we shared some big moments together. Actually, Rhonda was, she was a photography major, so she took our engagement pictures. So that was cool. So we had all these, this relationship that built over the course of this first year. But then, like it always does, summer came. And as summer came, it was time to go our separate ways, and Bobby and Rhonda decided that they were going to go home to South Dakota, and they weren't coming back. That they decided that Ridgewater wasn't right for them. So this was going to be goodbye. And I remember that day that it was time for them to leave. And it was, that day to say goodbye. And I remember just a great deal of sadness. Because we'd built this relationship. We worked together. We hung out together. We shared big moments together. And now, they were going to go home to their home in South Dakota. Well, we stayed here at our home in Minnesota. And there's a great deal of sadness. But summer happened. We went through the summer, did our thing, and we didn't talk to them all that summer. But then fall came. Went back to college, got into our normal lives, doing our things. Well, we didn't talk to them at all that year either. The whole rest of that year, we didn't talk to Bobby and Rhonda. But we had this good friendship that formed, right? Over the course of this year at college, this good friendship formed. So now here we are, 22 years later. And our relationship with Bobby and Rhonda, I've talked to Bobby one time in those 22 years. And in one sense, you look at that and it's like, that's sad. It's sad. We had built this good friendship and it's over. But in another sense, it's like, it's okay. It's okay because you know what? It was just a stage in our life. It was a good stage, but just a stage, just a stepping stone. And it was okay. But what happened? Ultimately, once we went our separate ways, is we just didn't stay in touch. We lost touch with Bobby and Rhonda, and then we drifted away. Today we're here for the ascension of the Lord. This day where Jesus ascends to his home in heaven. And as we're reading the readings today, what we're reading is we're reading the apostles and Jesus' goodbye. After all this time they had spent together, this relationship they had built up over the last 3 years, they had 3 years, we had 9 months. They had 3 years together that they were building this relationship. They were there with Jesus, living with him, working with him, hanging out with him, sharing big moments together. And man, did they have big moments, right? They had huge moments. They were there for the baptism of the Jordan when they heard the Lord say, "This is my son." They were there for the transfiguration. Some of them were. They were there for all the miracles that Jesus performed. They're there when he raised Lazarus from the dead. They were there for all these big moments, but they're also there for his passion and his death. And they were there for the biggest moment of all, the resurrection. when Jesus rose from the dead and conquered death. They're there for all of that. And then he rose from the dead, he came back, and several times over the next 40 days appeared to the apostles. This amazing relationship that had formed. But now, it was time to say goodbye. Jesus was going to go and didn't know when was the next time they're going to see him. He was going to go off to his home in heaven, and they're going to stay living on the earth. This is goodbye. Now the apostles, they find themselves in a place very similar to where we're at right now in this present day. Because they were not going to see Jesus' face anymore on earth. Just like we've never actually seen the face of Jesus. But yet, even though we don't see Jesus the same way the apostles see Jesus, we still have been able to form a relationship with Jesus. We've been able to form a friendship with Jesus. And year after year, we keep doing this. We build a relationship more and more over the year. And the church year, especially, it sets us up for this. Through the course of the liturgical calendar, the church year is set up for us to go through the big moments in Jesus' life and be able to continue to build a relationship with him. Starting with Advent, the beginning of the church year, right? That's our time when we prepare our hearts for the coming of Jesus into the world. And then we celebrate Christmas, where God enters and becomes incarnate, becomes man. Like, we're there for Jesus' birthday through the celebrations of the church. Through the celebrations of the church, we're there for the dedication of the temple. Through the celebration of the church, we're there for the baptism of the Lord, sharing these big moments with Jesus, continually building our relationship with him throughout the course of the year. After the baptism of the Lord, then we enter into ordinary time, right? And in ordinary time, this is the time when we start to enter into the life of Jesus and seeing how he interacted with his people, seeing how the miracles that he performed and seeing them bringing the kingdom of heaven to earth. And we continue through all that. We come to know Jesus better. We continue to build a relationship with him. And then we enter into Lent. And in Lent, we all know this is our time of that deep, we really deepen our relationship with Jesus through prayer, through penance. All of it to then prepare us for Easter. And then the Triduum comes in. Through the celebrations of the church, we experience the washing of the feet with Jesus. We're there with him at the Last Supper. We're there with him at the crucifixion. And all of that church year, all that time we're building our relationship with Jesus, sharing on these moments, all leads to this moment of Easter, right? The grand moment where we get to experience his rising from the dead. And we're there with Jesus. And then, this in the liturgical calendar, we've got 50 days of Easter. We're spending this time in this Easter season, in this celebration mode, recognizing how he's appearing to the apostles time and time again for the next 40 days until we lead to today. And here we are. Built up this great relationship with Jesus over our lifetime, over the last year. And now it's the ascension. He's going to go off to heaven. Is it time to say goodbye? You know, at the same time, this comes in the church season, the calendar, is that we're ending the Easter season next week. After Pentecost, the Easter season's over, and now we just enter into ordinary time, which is still good, but for most people, we'd recognize, say, actually, there's no more big things at the church, right? We don't have Advent, we're done with Lent, we're done with Christmas, Easter, all that's done. Also, all the programs are wrapping up. Small groups are over. Bible studies are wrapping up. We don't have religious or faith formation is wrapped up for the year. Youth ministry is not happening. Like, everything seems to be dying down. At the same time, we enter in the summer, the season of summer, where our schedules just go crazy, right? Well, we've got more activities, more vacations, sporting events, all these things keeping us very busy. We might find that that's difficult to keep those routines maybe we've set up over the course of the year, these routines that we've set up, that maybe it's hard to stick with our routines. We might find that it's harder to get to Mass on Sundays, or it's harder to make time for prayer, or harder to make time to read the scriptures. And all of this together, it kind of seems like goodbye. But this can't be goodbye. This can't be goodbye. Because this is different. That yes, although in a sense we sell that yes, Jesus is going off to heaven while we stay here living on earth. That although that is true, what's also true is that this is not our home. That this isn't our home. That Jesus is going to heaven to prepare a spot for us because our home is with him in heaven forever. And that's where he wants us to be. That's where he's calling us to be. That's what he wants from us. And it says in the second reading, it said that he will come again. He's going to appear a second time, not to take away sin, but to bring salvation to those who eagerly await him. He's coming again to take those people back home who are looking for him, who are searching for him, to bring those people home who stay in touch with him. The apostles at the ascension, after they saw Jesus rise into heaven, they had a decision to make. They could go back to their former way of lives, go back to their busy lives, their lives that they had before they knew Jesus, or they could keep their eyes on their true home in heaven and do whatever it takes to stay in touch with Jesus. Now, what did that mean for them? For them, that meant going to what we would now see as the earliest versions of Mass. For them to stay in touch with Jesus meant this deep life of prayer. It meant reading the scriptures. To stay in touch with Jesus meant for them, it meant going out and serving the poor. And it meant going out and spreading the gospel. They did whatever they had to do to stay in touch with Jesus. Because it wasn't goodbye. That he would come back. And we're faced with that same decision, the same choice. This summer, we can just go get lost into our empty, into our like busy schedule that is the summertime and let Jesus in the past. Or we can do whatever we need, whatever it takes to keep our eyes on our true home in heaven and to stay in touch with Jesus. That takes effort, though. It takes effort. The reality is, you know, we lost touch with Bobby and Rhonda because we didn't put any effort into staying in touch with them. It takes effort to stay in touch with people. It takes effort to stay in touch with Jesus. So what is that going to look like for you this summer? What is this summer going to look like for you? What are you going to do to stay in touch with Jesus? What are you going to do to stay in touch with Jesus this summer so that somewhere down the line you don't look back and say, it's been 22 years or 22 months or even 22 hours without Jesus? Because all of those times are too long. What are you going to do to stay in touch with Jesus so that this relationship, this time you've had with Jesus, doesn't just turn into another good stage in your life?